Thank you, Madam Chair, and good day to one and all. In particular, good day to the members of the delegation of Honduras. My first questions are tied to question 18 of the list of issues, specifically the freedom of circulation. The committee welcomes the adoption on 23 December 2022 of the law for the prevention, care, and protection of IDPs, following the recommendation from our previous COBS in 2017. Might the delegation report to the committee on the implementation of this new regulations, this new law, and on the allocation of resources necessary for this to be made so. In paragraphs 152 to 153 of the report, Honduras delves into a series of measures adopted in the pilot project for humanitarian assistance and lasting solutions. This came from UNHCR. They mention interinstitutional coordination to prevent IDPs and to provide assistance to the victims. Might the delegation of the State Party report to us on the content of these plans and also on the outcome thereof? And lastly, on this topic, have you launched the national system response system for enforced displacement for IDPs? Now, my next series of questions are tied to question 19 of the list of issues. Basically, we're looking at the administration of justice. Paragraphs 130 and the following paragraphs in your responses. In them, the state informs as to the adoption in 2023 of important laws that have the goal of ensuring the independence and autonomy of the judicial branch. First, there's a mention of the special law on the naming of candidates for Supreme Court justices. The committee would like to ask delegation if this election has already come about under Decree 2/2023. And might you describe to us what the process of naming justices entails? Honduras also reports that since March of 2023, the National Congress has, in March of 2023, the National Congress created a commission to study in detail the ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice of 2026, in which they declared it as unconstitutional the law and the Council of the Judiciary. This compelled the drafting of a new law that defines the structure, scope, and powers of that body. Might the delegation report to the committee as regards the state in which the parliamentary process finds itself for that draft law, for that bill? Does the new law, or will the new law, incorporate the measures necessary to avoid undue pressure and interference on members of the judiciary? Has progress been made in complying with the recommendation of this committee in its previous concluding observation, specifically to avoid over-concentrating the disciplinary administrative functions in the office of the President of the Supreme Court of Justice, the Chief Justice? We have been informed that the judges in charge with undertaking oversight of the implementation of sentences work in deplorable conditions, a lack of staff, a lack of systems in place, administration, lack of buildings, or rather buildings in poor state, and excessive workload. Might the state party respond to or comment on these allegations? With the visit of the Special Rapporteur on Judicial Independence before the General Assembly of the UN, A/72/140, we see that there's a need to tackle head-on the influence of crime and the drug trade in the judicial system. On this, can Honduras note that there is an influence being brought to bear by organized crime and the drug traffickers in the institutions of the state, specifically in the judiciary? And if so, have measures been taken on this point? Now, question 20, access to justice. The committee welcomes progress made between 2022 and 2023 in the training of judges and prosecutors on the matter of the rights of indigenous and Afro-Honduran populations in criminal procedures. However, we continue to be concerned that, according to reports, impunity continues to be structural and it undermines the full enjoyment of human rights, and that access to justice continues to be continues to present difficulties, especially for some groups of the population, such as women in rural areas, the indigenous populations, and Afro-Hondurans. And further, we have heard reports that judicial procedures continue to be suffer undue delay, and that judicial decisions lack necessary motivation and cause, and that exhaustive investigations into human rights violations are not being undertaken, and the victims of these violations have a limited participation in the criminal procedures. Might the state indicate or speak to these points and indicate more specifically whether there are measures being taken to adopt structural measures to prevent them, including the creation of more courts, particularly in rural areas? Also, there is concern, we are concerned over the process, the trials regarding human rights violations in the prosecutor's ministry, and that there not be reparations for the victims. Might the state adopt measures to ensure that the victims of human rights violations can be present in the procedures